A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 20th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the suspension of mayors.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-1160 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Mr. Manyanyeni, we understand that you received a letter of suspension from the Minister of Local Government. Just tell us briefly, what was contained in that letter? What were the reasons that were cited?
Well, you cited certain aspects of law, which you said I breached. So the matter has been looked before a panel of advisors. So I'm not able to talk about it at this point in time, but I did get the letter.
But what was he saying in the letter?
Well, I would like to avoid discussing it at this stage. Allow me to say, yes, I did get the letter, and I'm quite at peace with it.
And are you likely to challenge it in court? That's what you're saying?
I am not going to be talking about that at this point in time.
Yes, but we can confirm it is over the issue of the town clerk, right?
Yes, it is. That I can confirm.
Did you try to seek audience with the minister?
No, I didn't. I didn't feel it was necessary. If it becomes necessary, I'll do so, but at this stage, no.
Do you know who temporarily take over? Because we are told by our sources that it might be a commission or one of the councillors will be elevated.
I have no idea. There are legal provisions. There are decisions that can be made by people. There are decisions that can be made by contenders. So I'm not sure who will be in the next team, who'll be acting mayor for the city for the time being. But we must support whoever is acting mayor. We just must.
That's the breaking news there from Harare. I spoke a few minutes ago with Harare Mayor Bernard Manyanyeni, who we understand has been suspended by local government Minister Xavier Kasukwere. And there he was confirming that indeed he has been suspended. Gibbs.
And the Minister of Local Government, Xavier Kasukwere, is claiming that Mr. Manyanyeni allegedly violated certain issues. And one of them maybe is related to the appointment of new town clerk James Mushore.
Residents groups are divided over the issue. The Harare Residents Trust called the appointment of Mushore controversial, but the combined Harare Residents Association is accusing Minister Kasukwere of political interference, and the group has since challenged his authority in the High Court. And today, MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai has also threatened to take court action against Minister Kasukwere. And in Bulawayo, all is not well. There are also threats to suspend the council there, Gibbs,
yes,
by Minister Kasukwere.
Certainly, and we are going to be in touch with one of the councillors, that is Mr. Mlandu Ncube, who said he's prepared to say everything about what is going on in Bulawayo. So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
Onguka hama wadiwa mashoko. Atiri kutambira ari kuti iwo mayor weGutare Harare vaBernard Manyanyeni vambomiswa basa negurukota runoona nezvematunhu vaSavior Kasukwere. Sezvamanzwa mukutanga kwechirongwa, takwanisa kuti tinge tichibata vaManyanyeni kuti tinzwe kuti chii chaizvo chiri kuitika. Vatenda iwo kuStudio 7 kuti vambo vatambira tsamba kubva kuna vaKasukwere yekuva misa basa. Uye tiri kunzwa kuti kuguta reBulawayo kune mutauro uriko ikoko paakutyirwa kuti mamwe makanzura anogona kunge achimbomiswa basa zvakare navaKasukwere. Kugweru vakatombomisa basa uye vari kuenderera mberi nekunetsana nameya weko vaMutendi Kombai. Vanopikisa vari kuti vaKasukwere vari kutyora bumbiro remutemo wenyika. Gibbs.
Yebambe blessing ubeka kuhlinda bethu lamhlanje Zulu kandaba lingalichona njani lapha likhona kuna ngapho ngemakhaya tina ngapha siyaphila sibili ye so ke sikhuluma ngodaba lolo olwenzakala eHarare kube sokubuya koBulawayo leGweru lazo zonke nje indawo seZimbabwe lapho ke okanyangazani ke local government minister uSavior Kasukwere usefuna ukuthi akhiphe ama-councillors njalo lezisebenzi zikakhansili. So-ke sikhuluma nje okwamanje umeya uBernard Manyenyane eHarare usemiswe umsebenzi. Umiswa nje kuthiwa kenzi kuhle njalo bafuna ukuthi badingisise ukuthi kambe wathi kudingwa utown clerk yena umnumzana James Mushole kambe kwenzakala njani. Ngoba ukanyazana ukasikwere uyakuchothoza konke lokho. So uthi kumele kulondwe kukhangelwe bese kucubungulwa ukuthi kwahamba njani. Ngaso kubuya khona ngale kobulawayo ye sizokuthiwa sebe lokho beqoqoda eminyango besithi seyofuna ukungena ke khona ngale bulawayo bafake futhi lakho i-commission yangkhona le. Siyakhumbula ngama-1980s Blessing ibulawayo council ama-councillors axotshwa. Kwakuyisikhathi laphana kule kukurawundi akhitshwa uChikore Enos sesengumphathi ntambo we-local government wathi akuhambe kuhle. So sikubonayo khangazani kwaqhaza kudala.
And of course, like we indicated before, the combined Harare Residents Association had already sued Minister Kasukwere, and this is the statement that they released. The combined Harare Residents Association, OCRA, has made a High Court application for seeking declaration of constitutional invalidity of sections 132, 133, 134, and 314 of the Urban Councils Act in terms of section 85 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe Amendment Number 20. The court application cites the Minister of Local Government, Public Works and National Housing, Honorable Xavier Kasukwere, is the first respondent. City of Harare is the second respondent, and the Attorney General. And the precise of the application read, this is an application brought under Section 85 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe for declaration of constitutional invalidity of the sections that we mentioned above. In this letter to the City of Harare dated March 24, 2016, Minister Kasukwere quoted Section 132 of the Urban Councils Act as his basis for rescinding the appointment of James Andrew Mushore to the post of town clerk at a special council meeting held on the same date. So already there is a court action by the Combined Harare Residents Association gift saying there's an overreach when it comes to the powers of Minister Kasukwere.
We still remember that recently the High Court actually ordered the government to reinstate Amutendi Kombai of Gweru as mayor and several other councillors. But this is happening at a very, very slow speed.
And of course, we tried to reach Minister Kasukwere. Unfortunately, he was not answering his mobile, but we are being joined by the founder and director of the Harare Residents Trust, Mr. Precious Shumba. Mr. Shumba, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mr. Chumba, it seems as if you are not happy with what is happening in Harare. Tell us what's going on, really.
I received the communication from the mayor that he had been suspended, and he had received the letter from the Minister of Local Government. What is the worsening the situation is the reluctance, probably the people who control the.
I think we got cut off there. We'll try to call Mr. Shumba. We are having serious problems with our lines. We'll try to call him or other guests. But of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the suspension or the threat to suspend some members, mostly from the opposition movement for democratic change, which controls most of these councils. There is a threat to suspend some councillors in Bulawayo. The mayor of Gweru was suspended. So was the mayor of Harare today, Gibbs.
Now I think we're joined by one of our guests, who is Councillor Mlandu Ncube of Bulawayo. Councillor Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good evening. How are you?
No, very fine. How's Bulawayo?
It's a bit fine.
So we are told that there's a big fight for you to be actually pushed out of office as councillors. What is going on?
That's the nature of ZANU-PF. The problem with this party is, like, I think maybe they are crocodiles, where they don't want to execute any living organism. So they failed to accept that people are voting MPC councillors and MPC mayor, and they don't want that. And to add on to that, their main thing, they should tell people the truth. It's not that councillors and mayors are missing city affairs. It's a matter that development and the cities are being uplifted. Look, Bulawayo is doing well at the moment. Is number two in southern region, in cleanliness, in improvement, in development. And Harare is Sunshine City is doing well under MPC leadership. So that's the anger that they have. Those, and they want to fire so that they can have a way of looting council resources, council funds, and abuse those offices.
Thank you, Councillor Mlandu. Please do stay on the line. Of course, I'm just receiving the letter that was allegedly given to the Harare mayor. Let me just read it quickly from Minister Kasukwere, and it says, and I quote, "I wish to inform you that in terms of Section 114D2 of the Urban Councils Act, that you are hereby suspended from carrying out the functions of the Office of Mayor and Councillor. The grounds for your suspension are that you have, without legal basis, made an employment offer to a person for the position of town clerk without the necessary approval of the local government board as required by the Urban Councils Act, as read with Section 2651B of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. You went further and defied a lawfully given instruction by implementing a resolution that had been rescinded in terms of the Urban Councils Act, Section 314. You will be brought before a competent authority to answer the allegations above in due course. During the period of suspension, you shall not receive any allowance and you shall not carry out any council business within or outside council." That's the letter there from Minister Kasukwere. Coming back to you, Councillor Mlandu, there are some who are claiming that, for example, the mall that was to be built in Bulawayo, the tender process was not handled well. And as a result, this is why Mr. Kasukwere is intervening in the issue. What is happening? Tell us about that that tender. How was it carried out?
In 2012, mm-hmm. the then council advertised for show of interest for development of Ekotini Mall. Mm-hmm. And the companies applied, responded with the show of interest, and the procurement committee by then sat down. When the procurement committee sat down, they agreed to give it to Terracotta Company. Mm-hmm. That was in 2012. So from 2012, Terracotta and Bulawayo City Council have been negotiating and sorting out how they are going to operate and how they are going to share as the profits and how is Terracotta going to get its money back because they are investing $60 million in Bulawayo. Mm-hmm. So they then signed the final contract was signed last year in November. Mm-hmm. And today we are shocked to hear that they are linking that company to the deputy mayor of the city of Bulawayo, Councillor Kitiban, where by 2012, no one knows where was Councillor Kitiban. Mm-hmm. And the honest truth that they are running away from is that they should tell the people of Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. One, they are refusing to implement the devolution of power that gives provinces, councils, to do development in their area. Mm-hmm. So they are afraid that development will take place under the leadership of MPCT. Then credit goes to MPCT. Mm-hmm. And they are shocked to hear that such a magnitude project can take place without under table deals. Because, you know, these people normally receive some big chance to give people tenders. So they are shocked that, such a thing can go without us being involved, without us eating. Mm-hmm. So that is a ploy by ZANU-PF to derail progress in Bulawayo, to make people starve and make people not have jobs. There is nothing amiss about that. We knew that it was actually too late for them to do that. We knew they were going to quit because they are cunning, they don't care about people.
Thank you so much, Councillor Mlando. I think we are now being joined by our probably third guest. That is Mr. Jameson Timber, who is the MDC Shadow Minister for Local Government. Mr. Timber, good evening.
Good evening,
sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Timber Gibbs. You can...
Before coming to you, Mr. Timber, I'll read something here. You know, when there was a ruling that was made in Bulawayo, you know, against the suspension of 18 councillors, that is Gweru councillors. So this is what Justice Francis Mbere said. He said, it is clear that the provisions of the removal of mayors or councillors from office under Section 114 of the Urban Councils Act were different from those spelled out in Section 278 of the new constitution, and hence the minister's action had been in contradiction with the new constitution. So, Mr. Timber, what do you think about these kind of suspensions? Now, there's a very clear case that was made in Bulawayo, but the minister is going further to suspend the mayor. So where is this whole thing going?
Well, I think that the minister is abusing his power. I also think that he is wasting taxpayers' money when people are starving in the country. Government needs every coin that it has to import maize and food for people. And the minister is busy just fondling it. He has absolutely no power at all.
Mr. Timber? problems with those lines. Regarding Botura Mtereri, ku South Africa, magadi wa mayo. Tiripo edu, muno kulu magana uti muno taura shona. Okay, all right. Tipeo fungwa zenyu pane kumiswa basa kurukitwa mameya kune kudzingwa basa kwevamwe.
Ini zvinhu zvinondishunguruza because zano yagara inozvita makore ese. Inenge yakadyiwa maelections asinoda zvongopinda zvekumanikidzira ichidzisa vanhu ane kwakatambudzwa navanhu.
Saka poitwa sei?
Haina vanhu vanoisarudza, inozvisarudza ichimanikidzira ichipinda muzvigaro zvaisiri zvayo.
Saka poitwa sei apa manje vamoyo?
Ini ndoona solution ndeyekuti vanhu vari kudiaspora sezvandakaitawo neniwo kana nguva yekuvhota yakwana 100 tinovhota tizvise ZANU PF yese zvayo pasari pasina chinonzi ZANU PF nekuti inoshungurudza. Kuba mari ndokwainoda, inoba mari dzinenge dziri mumapepausi, mari dzinenge dziri mumakanzuru, saka vakashaiswa mukana wekuba mari idzodzo ndopavanotanga kuvhurumutsa vanhu vanoshanda imomo.
Imakarejista here kuvhota vamoyo kana kuti murungoti 100 tinovhotai musina kurejista?
Ndikutoda kutodzoka kunova kuzorejista, handichandanzwa chirongwa chacho kuti tatanga, asi ndiva todzoka.
Kurejista munhu anorejista chero nguva vamoyo, hakunzi kwakuridzwa dare manje. Chero nguva yamangoenda, chero sarudzo dzisati dzaitwa.
Saka ndichatomhanya kumaofisi kwacho ndinorejista nekuti haazi kundishungurudza.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndokurudzira, ndinotenda ndichikurudzira vanhu vose kuti vari kudiaspora dzokera kumusha tinovhota, vari kumusha vavashoma, kwasara vezanu chete vanorova vanhu. Isusu vanhu chaivo vanovhotera zvinhu zvido zvevanhu. Tiri kunze, saka ngatidzokere tinovhota tibvise chihurumende chisina basa izvi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Nendinotenda, mugare muchindifonera tichitaura saizvozvo.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, I understand Mr. Timber is back.
Mr. Timber, are you back?
I'm here.
Yo, you're still responding to my question. Can you go ahead?
Yes, I'm basically saying that the minister is abusing his power. He is also wasting taxpayers' money. People in the country are starving. Government requires every coin available. Buy and import food for people. And he is abusing that money and wasting taxpayers' money by fighting losing battles. mm-hmm. with absolutely no power under the new constitution to suspend and or expel an elected councillor or more.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll get kumnumzana umlando ngesindebele. Baba mlando manje ubona zani khona lapho kuzahamba njani kobulawayo? Bazalixotsha kumbe bayakuthi?
Uyazi ukuthele ngoba le inyamazana yesikhambala yokuthiwa izani PF ngeke kube kwazi ukuthi ibheke ngapi kumbe ivela ngapi. Ba ukusixotsha vele ngasokayekele njengoba nangu esexotshe igweru umthetho ndaba wamtshela wathi ungaxotshi nangu sexotshe iHarare. Uhlupho aselalo uKasi Gweru ngatshela abantu iqiniso. UKasi Gweru ngumqoqi wezanu PF organizer onguye omele amekhethe ukuthi ibandla leli liyakhula. Kodwa uhlupho aselalo amadolobho la angaphansi kogatsha lwayo abantu izakhamizi ziyani nezalo. So usezama ukuthi engani uyabonakala naye imali kumgaba engani uyenza lutho. Kodwa iqiniso liqiniso lamampelampela ngokubani akuna ngisho into eyodwa afuna ukuyenza yokutshontsha imali yabantu ngasiday ezanu p f. Kodwa mina ngibona izakhamizi zakobulawayo zizamtshengisa mhlophe ukubana hhayi Gasi Gweru uzahlala le nto zakho. Uyakhumbula ngesikhathi lo uTshombo ekhona ezama ukukhetha ama-special interest councillors. Mm-hmm. Ama-resident totally refused. So yikho ngethemba enginalo njalo ngiyakwazi abantu akubula baza kwenza moko ngoba bayamazi umuntu obulala ba bayamazi umuntu obulala ikono.
So he says you know what is banking on is people's resistance.
Mm-hmm.
He says there was an attempt last time
mm-hmm.
for the councillors to be removed mm-hmm. and people said no and it's still a no, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And of course, shortly before receiving that suspension letter, the Harare mayor had promised the vendors that he was going to meet them tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. To talk about their concerns. And we are just receiving a text here from the vendors who are saying it's business as usual tomorrow, as the vendors will turn up at townhouse to meet with their mayor at 8:30 p.m. in the morning, in line with the appointment set out before Gasi Gweru's unlawful intervention. The mayor and the vendors will discuss issues affecting vendors in the CBD, such as harassment, confiscation and theft of wares, corruption and double allocation of vending spaces. The vendors met tonight and agreed that they will not heed Gasi Gweru's criminal and unlawful interference in the affairs of local council. It appears there is a resistance building up. Gibbs todzoka kwamuri vatimba asika vatimba vamwe vari kuchema chema kuti vamushore vakasarudzwa ava vanenge vakasiya basa kubhanga kwavaishanda vachinzi vanga vasinganzwe zvakanaka uye vanenge vanga vasarudzwa nemakore maviri chete kuti vaende pamudyika ndigere.
Vanhu vakaita sarudzo yavamushore kukanzwa right you cancel you that time evagari vemuHarare vanhu vava vakaona vamushore vakakodzera vaiti basa racountlapo ivo ndo maemployer ava mushore ichivamwe tese tiri kunze kunogatisisi kunyanyanyanya vakasi Gweru ine zvisita zvangu kuti akasi Gweru vari kutambudzika nei kubva pavakaita gurukota rezvemapirini uye kuita organizer or komiza wemusangano wavo basa ravanga vachiita pamakore matatu esa ranga riri kundodzinga vanhu vapedza kudzinga vanhu mupati mavo hamusina wekudzinga vapfurirwa zvino nefaction yaikulacoste vaakubuda ikoko vaakutsvaka zvimwe cheti zvekuti vangodzinga vaakuenda kune vanhu vakasarudzwa nevanhu kuti vadzinge ivavo.
Nare actually get good in it, say maybe we'll try to call him back. But basically he's saying that he's not surprised that Mr. Gasi Gweru is kicking out councillors, because he's saying that's what he has been doing. That is what is his DNA. He has been doing pretty much the same in the ruling ZANU-PF party, suspended party members without due process. And he's saying it's a trend that is continuing, Gibbs.
Sizweke silo mnumzana usibanda lapha ecingweni ukhona sibanda ecingweni Baba Mtawini kuona Sibanda.
Kuona baba kunja.
Hai mpili Sibanda, kunja napo kuona kuna.
Aha, ngapa kunzima ba.
Unga, wobulayo.
Ndi Slovenia.
Yee, so akusitele kuti po wena ulibona njalo kuti abalo.
Vele kuvele kunjalo madoda kuti zanipesi kwekwenza ngiyakhumbula inyaka lwana bake bafuna ukuthi sikhethe ama-special councillors ngenxa yokuthi bekukuthi MDC kuma-councillors khonapho so yikho sivele sikubona ukuthi kwabakwenzana khathesi bakwenze harani kwaya because enikwenziwe
pho-ke kumele kwenziweni lapha njengoba siyabona ukuthi umeya angagcina eqojwa pho abantu beharani kumele benzeni
abantu beharani kufanele bathengise ukhashukhwele ukuthi lokho asekwenza vele sokungaphandle komthetho sokungaphandle kwamandla akhe ngoba yena amandla akhe vele ayarijuswa ngakhali constitution iyamtela ukuthi yena kashela amandla kakhulu ukuthi abuse ama-councillors aphethise yena kumbe ayenzise umthetho emgondane lama-local councillors so yena ubefanele ukuthi bahle bamthengise ukuthi yena kashela amandla kakhulu
pho-ke okwenza ukuthi akwenze khonokhu yena ekwazi ukuthi isekelo sombuso selizwe asimvumele
abantu banjalo yini bathethe kanjalo vele bona bantu kuncindezelo kunjalo bona bahle ukuthi bababusa izimbabwe yangikhona bona
ye siyabona njalo ukuthi egodini khonangale-ke kobulawayo bekumele kwakhiwe sibili inkalakata ye-shopping center kodwa sokuthiwa-ke kungazani akuzange uhambe kuhle kambe bona ubona azani bakhuluma into eyiyo kumbe bazikhulumela nje
yikho abakwenzayo egoranti bakwenzile khonalokhu vele bazahlala besenza njalo indawo zonke bazahlala lokhu besithi akufanelanga lokhu okwenziwayo akufanelanga ngenxa yokuthi thina kasidelwanga kumbe thina kasingenanga kigodele banjalo bona mtetwa ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa kuyinika ngami sibili kungomunye wabo engikhona apho vele angakehle mbatshele ukuthi asiyekeleni madoda bayenza into yabo sesizabajenisa ngopinkiinkiukuthi hayi madoda sokubanile
pho-ke konke lokhu kuphetha njani mnumzana Sibanda
hayi mina okwakhathesi ngithi abantu bona kabathengisele njengoba uthengisele kuvele kusenza amanye ama-organization kathesi xawusize ukuthi i-organization ebona ngabahlali beharari ithengisele ngabe labo bangahle bathengisele kakhulu loba befanele ukuthi buyo khoti bakhambe emakhoti abantu beharari bayithengisele lokhu kwenziwe kasikufuna
hayi-ke siyakuzwa Sibanda sibongele kakhulu mnumzana
ngiyabonga baba la
sibongele kakhulu so that was Mr. Sibanda he's in Slovela, that is in the Midlands province. He was saying that, like what the last caller was saying.
Mm-hmm.
He says this is part of ZANU-PF DNA, so it's difficult to tell them what to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, he says that they'll just do it for the sake of just mm-hmm. doing it. Mm-hmm. But people can resist it, you know.
Mr. Malando, are you still on the line, Councillor?
Yes, I'm there.
Yes, but, you know, Councillor, some people have also been complaining about service delivery in the MDC around councils. What is happening? They are saying it's poor.
Let me be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk about Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
Come to Bulawayo today
mm-hmm.
and see how roads are.
Mm-hmm.
See how roads are looking like.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking as in 1980 where Smith left this country.
Mm-hmm.
And they are actually more than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've done more than roads, and the roads are up to standard. Well, we understand there are small roads in the locations there that lead to people's houses. We are working on them now. Come to issue of refuse collection.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wait. Bulawayo is almost getting to number one
mm-hmm.
To be the cleanest city in Southern Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Come to water.
Councillor Mlandu, please, Councillor Mlandu, please do stay on the line. Tinemwe muteereri wedu vamhuka kana kuti vamhute. Rambai muri parunare. We just want to take a short break. Gibbs, unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.